I'm Virginia Allen, and this is the Daily Signal Top News for Wednesday, May 8th. Here are today's headlines. The owners of Hyatt Hotels are giving millions of dollars to anti-Israel groups around the country. According to Federal Election Commission data reported on by Politico, members of the Pritzker family who own Hyatt Hotels have been giving money to anti-Israel protests. The Pritzkers founded the Libra Foundation. The group funds small, more narrow nonprofits, many of which have been active in the anti-Israel protests in cities and on college campuses. They've also funded groups like Climate Justice Alliance, Black Organizing for Leadership and Dignity, and the Immigrant Defense Project, which have organized protests in Washington, D.C., where arrests have taken place. That's according to Politico. The Pritzkers also fund a nonprofit that funds left-wing causes and organizations around the country called the Tides Foundation. The Tides Foundation is also funded by billionaire George Soros. Illinois Democrat Governor J.B. Pritzker is a member of the family and has denied the report. Pritzker said on Tuesday, that's a completely false story. The House held a hearing on Wednesday about increasing anti-Semitism at K-12 schools. There were three school leaders who testified. Florida Republican Representative Aaron Bean serves as head of the Education Panel Subcommittee on Early Childhood Elementary and Secondary Education. He said that the topic of the hearing is particularly troubling.
It's hard to grasp how anti-Semitism has become such a dominant force in our K-12 schools. Some kids as young as second grade are spewing Nazi propaganda, which begs the question, who has positioned these young minds to attack the Jewish people?
One of the school leaders to testify was a man named David Banks. Banks is chancellor of New York City Public Schools. And Republicans at the hearing focused on a former principal at New York's Hillcrest High School who was removed from his role after a protest against a pro-Israel teacher. Banks said, I think the biggest part of that story is that the teacher who was targeted, she didn't run, she came back. And she said, ultimately, the way that we're going to solve this is through education. And we're working very closely with her. I want to do that at schools all across New York City. New York Republican Representative Elise Stefanik said it was concerning that the principal wasn't fired, but transferred to a new position. Stefanik accused Banks and other education leaders of not only paying lip service to addressing anti-Semitism at schools, but saying that they've had a lack of enforcement and a lack of accountability. The New York Times has released a trove of raw government data on the unaccompanied alien children who've crossed the southern border from Mexico in recent years. Among over 10,000 pages of information is data on the number of children who crossed the border into America without an adult, and then they were handed over to someone other than a family member. I spent a little time going through that data and found that many kids have been released to sponsors that are not a relative, and they're not even a friend of a relative. And of course, minors being released to individuals who are not family members raises major concerns about human trafficking and forced labor. New York Times reporter Hannah Dreyer wrote on X in a thread sharing the numbers with the public, more children are crossing the border on their own than ever before, and thousands are ending up doing dangerous illegal jobs. The Times sued the government to gain access to this data, to the records, which reveal that more than 550,000 minors crossed the border illegally between 2015 through May 2023. The data includes when each child arrived in the U.S., each child's sex and country of origin, the date that they were released to a sponsor, the relationship that they have to that sponsor, and the zip code where the sponsor lives. The data specifically reveals that between January 20th, 2021, when Joe Biden became president, and May 25th, 2023, over 24,000 unaccompanied alien children were released to an unrelated sponsor. I asked Mississippi Republican Representative Michael Guest about this, and he said Americans have the right to know that criminal cartels are bringing unaccompanied minors into our country as a result of President Biden's failed border policies. And he added that the president must answer to the American people as to why he has failed to secure the border and been unable to protect these children from harm. Finally today, the latest inflation numbers show 3.5% annual growth for consumer prices, still well above pre-pandemic levels. Heritage Foundation budget policy analysts wrote in an open piece published in the Daily Signal that inflation is in large part fueled by extravagant government spending. That piece explained that the federal government has been spending money to promote left-wing causes. The government spent $45 million for a diversity and inclusion scholarship in Burma. The federal government also spent $3 million on girl-centered climate action in Brazil. $125 million was spent to racialize public health through a Centers for Disease Control grant to the National Network of Public Health Institutes. The network's racial justice competency model is rooted in critical race theory, which claims that any outcome gap between racial groups must be caused by systemic racism. And $573,000 was spent on an anti-Israel group, the Virginia-based organization MENA Action, for fighting disinformation. This despite the fact that, according to Ditch, the organization parroted disinformation about Israel's war against Hamas. Congress also spent over $288,000 on a diverse bird watcher group funded through a grant by the National Science Foundation. You can find this story and many of the ones that we talked about today, such as what is happening with the release of illegal alien children to unaccompanied minors, on the Daily Signal website. That's dailysignal.org. Also, make sure that you are subscribed to the Daily Signal's Morning Bell email newsletter so you can get all of these stories to your inbox every morning. Thanks again for being with us today. We really appreciate you joining us here for the Daily Signal's top news. If you haven't had the chance, make sure that you check out our morning show. It's right here in the same podcast feed where we sit down with lawmakers, activists, and leading conservative voices. And tomorrow morning, I am so honored to be sitting down with Rushan Abbas. She is the founder and director of the Campaign for Uyghurs. She tells her story of coming to America from China and why she is speaking up so boldly in defense of the Uyghur people. Make sure to catch that conversation tomorrow morning. And hit that subscribe button so you never miss out on our new shows. And if you would, leave us a 5-star rating and review. We love hearing your feedback. Have a great rest of your night. We'll see you right back here tomorrow morning.
The Daily Signal podcast is made possible because of listeners like you. Executive producers are Rob Bluey and Kate Trinko. Hosts are Virginia Allen, Brian Gottstein, Mary Margaret Olihan, and Tyler O'Neill. Sound design by Lauren Evans, Mark Guiney, and John Pop. To learn more or support our work, please visit dailysignal.com.